This is Only a Game. I'm Jason Gay. Cleveland Cavaliers fans, they tasted some sweet success when LeBron James led them to win the 2016 NBA title, breaking a championship drought in James's home state of Ohio. But when LeBron bailed for Los Angeles last offseason, Cavaliers fans found themselves desperate for any nuggets of happiness. I mean this literally. Allison Poley has the story.
3.5 months into the season, the Cleveland Cavaliers were on a hot two-game win streak, which brought their grand total of wins to 11. The Cavs had the second-worst record in the Eastern Conference. Many key players were sidelined. Things were bleak. But on February 2nd, the team had been holding its own against the Dallas Mavericks. Fans had reason to hope the Cavs might win 3 games in a row for the first time all season. Kyle Molinelli is a lifelong Cavs fan who was at the game.
We started, what seems to be a theme with us, is that either we make it close in the fourth quarter and never finish the job, or we just fall off completely in the fourth quarter. And that was one of those games where we just fell off. We couldn't find the basket to save our lives.
For much of the fourth quarter, Dallas maintained a 10-point lead. And as hope of a Cavs victory slipped away, Molinelli remembers the fans around him chanting,
"Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets!"
Chicken nuggets isn't a player's nickname. The crowd was quite literally cheering for nuggets, as in chicken McNuggets. You know, the ones you get from McDonald's. When the Cavaliers score 100 points in a home game, fans get a free 10-piece McNuggets, win or lose. Kim Fletcher, another lifelong Cavs fan and current season ticket holder, was at the game with her daughter.
They had 98 points. Elise looks over and she goes, "Mom, we're so close to nuggets." I'm like, "I know, right?"
The Mavericks had possession of the ball with 8 seconds left. The score was 111-98. Cavs center Ante Zizic stole the ball and passed it to his teammate, Dang Adele, who dribbled up the court. The chant continued.
I think that resonated with the team, actually, because I feel like they're starting to get more hustle on the floor.
Fans stood up, their arms raised over their heads, eyes glued to the ball. In Fletcher's section, fans were chanting,
"Nuggets, nuggets, nuggets."
Dang Adele desperately heaved the ball to another teammate, Jerron Blossom Game, who was racing toward the basket.
Blossom Game, yeah.
Matt Eck and Adam Hines, who work for the Cavs' in-house game presentation team, watched Blossom Game from their perches in the control room and on the court.
You could tell as soon as he started coming down the court that he was going to try to do it. And, of course, all of us in the control room are like, we're cheering for Nuggets, too.
He went for it, which was great. The crowd absolutely went nuts.
Crowd wants 100 points.
Blossom Game put up a shot just before time ran out. Molinelli watched the ball rise toward the basket.
The whole arena was silent for a split second.
Maybe this all sounds like the setup to another joke about Cleveland, about fans so starved for a win they'll cheer for literally anything, including a 10-piece chicken nugget giveaway valued at about $3.65. But when a team rebuilds, some fans find that things they might have taken for granted before suddenly take on a new significance. Now, this is a good time for a disclaimer. I'm a die-hard Cleveland fan, and I think I speak for my fellow Clevelanders when I say we have developed a taste for McDonald's chicken nuggets. And with the Cavs right there among the best teams in the NBA over the past few years, Cleveland fans got free nuggets at about 80% of home games. Sure, plenty of other teams have their own giveaways, but in Cleveland, nuggets are a spectacle. Here's Matt Eck again. He directs videos for the Cavs' nearly 60-foot-long Jumbotron.
We have a countdown to nuggets, so it starts at 10 and 9 and so forth all the way to 1.
Cavs score 100, and all of a sudden, little chicken nuggets just come floating down on the Jumbotron, and they will shower for about 30 seconds.
I've never measured the size of the nuggets, but they're probably 5 to 10 feet tall each. You got these huge chunks of meat just raining down.
Cavs fans have gotten pretty serious about those raining chunks of meat. Even Ahmad Crump, the in-arena MC for the Cavs, is a nugget enthusiast.
Yeah, Ahmad is super into it. He loves it. He loves McDonald's too.
He'll go and find a ticket after everyone's left, and he gets McDonald's on the way home. And I was like, really? You go after every time? He's like, oh boy, yeah, yep.
But fans didn't make as many trips to redeem Nuggets this season. Without LeBron James in Cleveland, and with a slew of injuries taking out many of the team's starters, the Cavs struggled. They only won 19 games. Cavs fans got Nuggets at just 63% of their home games. And, unlike in years past, most of those Nuggets didn't come as chasers after a win. This season, half of the Nuggets giveaways came during losses.
I think the Nuggets represent maybe a little bit of the old Cavs mixed in with the new Cavs. The Nuggets represent those days where we were getting them at almost every home game. And when we do get the Nuggets, we're appreciative of the Nuggets because they worked to 100 points. So it's almost like a peek into the future. Like, oh my gosh, they are scoring. They are working their offensive plans together. We can do this.
As we develop this young team, as we develop the young core and hopefully find winning basketball in the future, the Nuggets are kind of like a beacon of hope.
Now, Cavs fans are nothing if not loyal. They came in eighth in NBA attendance this year. So that's why, on that February 2nd night, with the Cavs down 111-98, the crowd cheered. They weren't ready to give up.
Chicken Nuggets. Chicken Nuggets.
Nuggets, Nuggets, Nuggets.
They wanted that feeling of a win, and Jerron Blossom Game looked like he was going to give it to them. Just before the clock hit zero, Blossom Game put up the shot.
It's up on the rim, and the buzzer sounds, and there's a collective.
So no Nuggets, and no win tonight on this Saturday night in front of a very good crowd. As the Cavaliers fall 111-98.
There's more than one victory in a game. There's the shot that goes in when it wasn't supposed to. There's the free t-shirt that comes sailing into your hands. These micro-victories add up to the full game experience. And for Cleveland fans, 10 free McDonald's chicken nuggets have become another micro-victory, a way to experience something that feels bigger than themselves.
I think it's goofy and fun. And the city of Cleveland, we get made fun of all the time. And I think the Nuggets are just us being Clevelanders. We just love to celebrate the littlest of things and the biggest of things. You've got to have a lot of passion to be a Cleveland sports fan, a lot of patience to be a Cleveland sports fan, and a lot of perseverance. But we always are rewarded with nuggets of brilliance, no pun intended.
That story came from WBUR's Allison Poley. The Cavs played their last regular season game at home on April 9th. They only scored 97 points in a blowout loss to the Hornets. But don't worry, the fans got their nuggets anyway. It was Fan Appreciation Night.